it looks like Investec has been playing Father Christmas with title deeds. Tell us about that.
Thank you. We have. It's been perfectly timed as a early Christmas gift. We had an opportunity that came through a legacy deal from a few years ago where we were in possession of these 3,600 title deeds. And when we realized that it belonged to the, you know, the poorest of poor, we made the immediate decision to rather transfer those title deeds to the owners and give them a debt-free home. So the time has arrived, and in the last 2 weeks, we have been giving these title deeds to these homeowners, these now fully paid up homeowners in 14 different townships around Gauteng. So there's 3,600 in total.
So what is the total value of these title deeds?
Not really disclosing it, but each home is valued at about 80,000 to 150,000 rand. And, you know, you can do the math, there's 3,600 homes. So it's a substantial amount of capital investment. And at our own cost, we also did all the mortgage bonds transfers.
How did the title deeds come into possession of Investec?
It was part of a client structured deal that we had done a few years ago. And as I said earlier, it served part as the collateral. And when the deal fell through, we then looked to the other assets. And this is when this gift and opportunity arose.
Can you give us an idea who these people are? Just an idea of who is actually benefiting from this?
So as I mentioned, there's 14 different townships in Gauteng. And it actually lands up being quite old people, like in their 60s and 70s. Some of the people have already deceased, so it's moved on to the next generations. But it really is the poorest of poor, those that were paying, you know, 250 rand a month on a bond.
And what was their reaction?
At first, it was absolute disbelief. When we, you know, knocked on their doors to give them their formal letters to invite them to, you know, to bring all their paperwork to then get their title deeds, they thought we were debt collectors. So in townships in November, people start knocking on the doors as they get their bonuses. And so there was that little bit of suspicion. And then when they open up the letter and they see at no cost to you, it is one of just joy. And, you know, they immediately celebrate with their neighbors and their families, and, you know, because it is an asset that will be passed down generation to generation. So it's very special.
That was what I was thinking. They would actually be able to leave these houses and sort of help the next generation maybe out of poverty.
Yeah, and I think that's been the biggest gift of all, is the concept of being debt-free. And, you know, what could they do with this kind of asset? Could they use it to lend against, to open a business, or, you know, help for better education? Most of these, as I mentioned, are older people, and so their grandchildren are living in their homes. So that's something they've all said, the relief to leave this to their grandchildren. Well, we have a video with a lady called Betty Nenny, who we actually filmed her getting her letter, opening it, discussing what it, you know, what it means to have this home now. So we have actually, we can share that whole story with you. It's beautiful. Yeah.
Well, it will raise the question, are you now providing houses for South Africans?
Well, it was a once-off opportunity for Investec. We do spend and invest millions into education. We've got a long history of doing maths and science and arts and critical thinking and sort of the new skill development that we do believe will grow the economy. So this once-off opportunity, I mean, never say never. I think we've really realized the joy of this campaign. So, who knows?
So generally, how does Investec see its corporate and social responsibility in South Africa?
I think we have a the obligation and power as the private sector living in South Africa, that we have the responsibility to do as much as we can. And so, like I said, we've got a long history of doing that. We not only do it in education, we do water projects in townships. We do many, many things. And, you know, I don't think it's ever enough. We had an event a few weeks ago with Richard Branson and Virgin Atlantic. And, you know, he spoke about this concept of if every corporate took a circle and put it around a community and uplifted that community. Eventually, those circles would unite, and you know, the whole country can be uplifted. And it was such a beautiful concept that, you know, everybody's doing their bit, but if we collectively grouped it and, you know, we made that big impact, the, you know, that goal of 2030 of really raising poverty, potentially that could start happening.
So do you think South African companies are doing enough?
I think some do, you know, astonishingly a lot. And you know, I think there's potentially room for more. I think we truly are humbled by the experience, and you know, it we didn't do it for our brand. We had this opportunity. We made the right choice in the moment to make the difference to these people that own these homes, because we you know, like I said, we've got a long history of doing the right thing, and you know, we have a value in the business that says we live in society and not off it, and how can we help those societies thrive for those that we do support. So it's lovely to see it come to life in so many ways.
Okay, thanks, Danny. Thanks for speaking to us. And
thank you.
Yeah.